The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. May the word of God be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled: "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. I really admire St. Joseph. He is one cool, collected guy. Two Sundays in a row now. Something of life and death importance hangs in the balance, and Joseph is taking a nap. That's not why I admire him. We'll get to that. First, he seems to be gifted with the ability to discern when the promptings he receives truly are from the Holy Spirit. And second, he then acts on those promptings. And again, this week, his action keeps Jesus alive and keeps his family safe. So how's your family? Yeah, I know. That question is an effective conversation starter almost all the time. Hairdressers, bartenders, lots of others count on it to get words flowing back and forth, even between strangers. If you're like me, an introvert, I find that question is almost impossible not to answer. If things are going well, good news must be shared, right? And even if the news we have at the moment is sad, we want to express it to somebody who seems to care. Family is so foundational in our lives, whether it's a positive presence or an aching absence, or, as for most of us, I think, a mixed bag. It is the petri dish from which we emerge. So, how's your family? Especially if this holiday season has brought far-flung members together for some rare time with one another. Have you had enough of that? Are you grateful for the moments of real connection, even if they're limited to electronic connection? And have you told the others involved about it being good? For some of us, family moments are limited to the time spent right here. So, have you reached out or responded to someone with love and caring right here? And for others, especially people with young growing families, peaceful time in here, time to be welcomed and affirmed as who you are, those times become so very limited by that young, growing family. This point was made very well for me in a note I received this week from a mom with a couple of young, very high-energy children. These are some of her words. There are all those months of laboring, creating, worrying, taking extra care of yourself so that you can bring forth new, innocent life. And when your child is present outside the womb, sorry, Mom, your personal identity is over. It's the irony of the baby becoming the focus when all they did was show up. As a mother, your work doesn't end with the arrival of a child. It accelerates. Now, that note was preceded by a note containing the following imagined conversation between such a mom and Santa. Here it is. Mom, I want a magical unicorn for Christmas. Santa, be realistic. Mom, okay, I want just 5 minutes a day to drink hot coffee and go to the bathroom in peace. Santa, what color unicorn would you like? Whatever the shape of your family, biological or theological, I encourage you today to carry the words that we heard from St. Paul just a few minutes ago. Carry these words into your family relationships in the months and years to come. Here they are. Put on, as God's chosen ones, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. As the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these, put on love, the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts. Merry Christmas.